Drive to Pit Stop 2, Abraham Lincoln Library and Museum. It is in Harrogate, Tennessee, 6 miles ahead on US 25E. Map is on page 2.
Cumberland Gap National Historical Park was designated a national park in 1940. Prior to this, city boosters considered honoring the old pass with a statue of Daniel Boone on horseback looking down from the pinnacle, and even a 200-foot-high statue of Lincoln with an observation deck. Restraint prevailed. Today, the park is over 20,000 acres with 80 miles of hiking, backcountry camping, and equestrian use. Wilderness Road Campground offers modern RV sites and maintained bathhouses. The visitor center has a museum, an arts and crafts gift shop, and two stunning interpretive films about the park. Geological features inside the park include the 500-foot-high cliffs of White Rocks and Sand Cave, an impressive half-dome chamber with a floor of deep sand. Gap Cave sprawls beneath the pinnacle. Dr. Thomas Walker made note of the cave in his 1750 journal. The cave has been explored for centuries and has been called Soldier's Cave, King Solomon's Cave, Saltpeter Cave, and Cudjoe's Cave. Chilled air fills the mouth of the cave, and you can hear the waters of a spring. Let's take a tour with Tommy Sue Watkins, a park interpretive ranger. All tours start at the visitor center.
Again, watch your head here on the top of the stairs. The formations from the floor up are stalagmites, and from the ceiling down are stalactites. Here in this area, it's very unique stalactite here. And these are called soda straws. And they're called soda straws because they're hollow inside. And there's a soda straw right here where I'm shining my light that it fills up with water and it empties itself out, sort of like a siphoning hose effect. And it makes a gurgling sound. And it sounds like a tree frog. So we're going to pause here. Sometimes it takes as high as 2 minutes. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
That's right on cue, wasn't it? And you can actually see the water dripping from the soda straw now. Before we go up the stairs, I do want to point out a few formations to you. This is a huge flowstone here. It's probably one of the largest collections of flowstone in the cave. And we call this the Little Niagara, or the Frozen Niagara. Then when you get to the top, about 10 feet to your right, is a pool of water that we call Cleopatra's Pool. It's absolutely beautiful. It's about 2 feet deep. And also, you'll notice that the water is in constant motion. It's moving. And that's because there's soda straws all above the water, constantly dripping. And this causes ripples on the water. And that is where you get your rimstone dams to form around the water, so there's large lip around the pool. And that is because the minerals are constantly being pushed to the sides. So that's where you get your rimstone dams.
Kentucky old-time musicians would adapt the words and tunings of songs to their own unique style. One such musician is Lee Sexton, born in 1928, just north of Pine Mountain. He'll play Cumberland Gap, an old mountain tune that was sung, as one story goes, by a lonely soldier stranded at the Gap after the Civil War. He had no way home but to walk. Let's listen to Rich Kirby play an instrumental version of Cumberland Gap. You're about to go underneath Cumberland Gap. You'll soon drive through the tunnel that takes you from Kentucky to Virginia and on to Tennessee, our next destination.
Continue to Pit Stop 2, the Abraham Lincoln Library and Museum. As you leave the park, go south on US 25E to Harrogate, Tennessee. Resume audio before you enter the tunnel under Cumberland Gap. Pause audio now.